Hello, everybody, and welcome to the special edition of Startup 3 podcast. In the past, you had the chance to learn more about our top five innovators. And since we like to catch up on the success stories of all of our startups, today we have a special guest. We have Sla from Sensoria Analytics. But for those who are tuning in for the first time, just to say a few words about the project. And first of all, my name is Tajana Medikovic from Innocence. Here on behalf of Startup 3 project. This is actually an H2020 funded program, which is dedicated to deep tech. It's sector agnostic, and it started off by having 250 applicants. Then, through the acceleration progress, we sifted through top 25, top 10, and finally top 5. So, I'm sorry, first we started off with top 25, 10, then 5. So today, as I said, we have Sla from Sensoria Analytics. Sla, welcome.
Thank you.
Great having you here. Could you tell us a little bit more about yourself, about listening to our hearts, and what is actually the problem that you're tackling?
Okay, my name is Sla Aridi. I am the founder and CEO of Sensoria Analytics. It's a little startup here in Nice. And based also in Sofia, and we are developing solutions to listen to your heart. It's practically we add intelligence to IoT tools that are existing, and to give you more insight about your health, about your stress, your well-being in general. For now, we are targeting the medical market, but we are also thinking about everyone. Then we are going to make a solution for the general public to just create awareness, because the problem we are tackling is about cardiovascular disease. People die, a lot of people die from cardiovascular disease. It's one out of three deaths in this world is attributed to cardiovascular disease. The problem is that most people, they are not aware that they have this silent killer. You know, they can be young, you know, like, you know, those athletes that they are playing in the field and suddenly puff, they fall. It's because of genetics, for example. They can, for example, have a lot of stress that can affect their heart and, you know, they give up at one day. The idea is to bring information, tangible information, objective data in the hands of everyone to figure out whether to be aware that there is a problem, okay? Because I believe, or as you know, 50% of the solution is understanding the problem. But if we are not aware of the problem at all, there is no hope to find a solution one day to anything, okay? Because we will be oblivious, we are not aware of anything. And the idea is to be aware when we are stressed, when we need to take it easy, when, for example, sounds going down south, like I explained it before, for example, for the COVID. When you measure yourself with an oximeter, it will give you the oxygen saturation in the blood, okay? Most of the people, they are above 95%. Okay. Now, with the COVID, things change. It creates silent hypoxia, means the saturation can go down. At least when you are aware of it, you can do something about it. You take the phone, you call the doctor, you go to the hospital. And if you go to the hospital with an oxygen above 93, they will send you back home. But below 93, they need to keep you in the hospital, in the emergency room. They need to give you oxygen supplement.
And you actually mentioned one use case now when we reflect on how your product also works in this COVID time. So you mentioned the nurse, if I remember, and that her oxygen level was so low and that usually it was not even detectable.
Exactly, because before the COVID, when we have low oxygenation, when we reach barely 90, you know, people cannot stand up. They need to be sitting down or they're laying down. They will not be on their feet. Now with the COVID, no. You can talk, you can walk, you can, you know, continue. That's why they call it silent hypoxia, because you are not feeling it. That's what COVID is, you know, bringing in the game here is this little trick to trick you know, people into the air okay, but finally, you know, your organs, they are getting much less oxygen they need until, puff, there will be a shutdown at some stage. And creates microclots, the, you know, the fluidity of the blood will be much lower, and you can create, you know, coagulations, and, you know, can cause really problems at long term, because you cannot stay for hours with 50% oxygen, because you can create organ damage. And that becomes critical. That's why I believe that every household need to have an oximeter at home, because it's much more important than a thermometer. A thermometer, you put your hand like this and you can feel that you have fever or not, you know? And blood pressure monitors. We know that blood pressure monitors, 70% out of them, they are inaccurate. You know, it's practically worthless. But at least an oximeter, it's a little bit more precise. It's a medical device. And at Sansoria, what we do is we add a layer of intelligence. And that intelligence will provide more information about when, for example, the stress will affect your arteries. You know, usually when you are very stressed, extremely stressed, then your arteries become very stiff. You know, we detect that rigidity during the day. You know, we detect also when it will affect your blood pressure, you know, and we detect also if there are heart irregularities or not. It's just 2-minute measurement. And with this information, you can get really a lot of objective data that put it in your hand, not to make you hypochondriac, but put it in your hand to take it, you know, like a kind of a decision that will meet your needs.
So speaking of these needs, and let's get to some sort of, let's say, practical aspects. If I would need to buy or to, well, if I would like to buy your solution, how can I do it?
For now, we are developing the algorithms to be licensed to, you know, health professionals, especially the ones that they build what we call telehealth kiosks, you know, because they have their own application already. Then we license our IP, they put it in their application, and they connect to the oximeter that they have or our oximeter, and they get the information there. Now we are making something for the general public that will be really helpful, which is like an oximeter in Bluetooth. And you connect with the application just for 2 minutes, and it will help you. For example, we are putting there like some serious games. It will help you, for example, to learn how to breathe. Because most people, you know, with time, with the stress, they forget how to breathe. Because breathing is extremely important. And usually we breathe with the thorax, you know, the chest, while we need to breathe with the belly or the diaphragm. And that's really very important, because we notice it with our guinea pigs that they are having high blood pressure. All of them, they don't breathe very well. But when we put them into breathing courses, and after 2 months, they succeed to reduce their blood pressure because finally they knew how to breathe. And the mechanism is pretty simple, because the deeper you breathe, the slower and the deeper you breathe, the less stiffness in the arteries. And if the arteries are less stiff, then what will happen is the blood, the heart doesn't need to pump the blood with high pressure. A lower pressure will work too. And it's a really very pretty simple mechanism. And then what you are trying to do is practically to trick the adults with a little serious game to teach them how to breathe. And we give them like a biofeedback, means we show them the dots, you know, of the beats of their heart. When it's inside this, outside the circle, means that you are not really doing very well. You need to breathe in to bring these points inside the circle. And it's really very interesting way of calming down and learning how to breathe.
Okay, so you're also teaching people, I would say, very valuable and important life lessons. So just, yeah, learning how to breathe as well. I have to say, the idea itself, it's very impactful. And you have created this great product. It has been 2 years that Startup 3 has been taking place. If you reflect back on the time when you started the program and now, how did Startup 3 help you in the process of the development of your solution?
I like the Startup 3 program from two aspects. The first one is the structure, you know. It helped me a lot to structure myself the way of work, because I'm a technologist, let's admit it. I love algorithms. Any opportunity, you know, to play with the code, do algorithms and discuss with other engineers, it's my, but I need to do accounting, I need to do business development, I need to do a lot of things. But a little startup, we don't have the needs, the means to delegate, given that we don't have a lot of funds, then we need to do a lot of things ourselves. And Startup 3 gave me the opportunity to do the things that I don't do often, then I needed to do it every month to meet my mentors and discuss about them. Then it gave me a lot of structure, and I liked that because I kept it afterwards.
Okay, I'm very glad to hear that, because I would say that was some sort of core idea behind the acceleration program, to equip you with knowledge that you do not necessarily have or do not need to have at that point,
yeah,
because
exactly.
You're focused on your solution.
Exactly.
So thank you very much for these kind words. So what are the next steps for you, and what is the message that you would share with other startups thinking of joining a similar acceleration project, or generally something that they should know on their entrepreneurial journey?
Most of the people, they would think, look, I have a lot of hats, you know, why do I do this again? You know, I'll spend like, I don't know, losing one day every week or every 2 weeks just to deal with this. But at the end, it's worth it. The reason it's worth it, it's because, you know, it saves you a lot of time, because it makes you prepare for other things. For now, when I talk to investors, I have my pitch ready, because I practice it with you, I practice it with Ornella, and she also gave me excellent feedbacks about it. I have all the slides, I have just to update like few slides just because of the, you know, how things evolved. But finally, you know, I did, it helped me, as I said, structure and also prepare at the same time.
Okay, yeah. I'm very glad to hear that. So where can interested stakeholders reach you, and where they can see you next?
We are, you know, we have a website, we have our information is available. We can reach me at sla@sensorianalytics.com, or also through probably the consortium of Startup 3,
yes,
if people will go through that, you know, yeah. We will be happy to, you know, answer any questions, or even, you know, do Teams meeting, and we can do demonstration and to show how powerful artificial intelligence is, you know, for helping people be aware about their health.
Sla, thank you very much for all the kind words, for valuable insights, for sharing this amazing solution. I truly hope that it will get even better and better, and that you will be happy, I don't know, if we have a conversation again in a year or two, that you will be again proud to say, you know, like, this is the development that we made. Thank you for being part of our community, of our ecosystem. I really look forward to hearing about more success stories in the future.
Thank you very much, Tani.
Thank you also for listening. This was part of Startup 3 podcast series. Make sure to check out also rest of the episodes, and thank you for tuning in.